Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjublilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Nisemilkom għal l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-program Aħna l-Ewropa. Bħallum t-leġemat, it-truppi Russi invadu il-territorju Ukren. L-Ewropa jil-issa 21 ġurnata bi gwerra fil-konfini tagħha. U kif qed jgħidu l-Ukrajn istess dan mhux konflitt kif forsi qed jippruvaw jużaw in-narrattiva r-Russi anke jekk min juża din it-tip ta' kelma min juża l-kelma gwerra fir-Russja bħalissa qed jiġi arrestat, kif ġralhom ħafna ġurnalisti f'dawn l-aħħar jiem u anke ġurnalisti barranin li kienu qed jirrapportaw mir-Russja u li kellhom jaħarbu jirritornaw fil-pajjiżi rispettivi tagħhom, imma fil-verità l-Ukreni ilhom jinsistu li dan mhux konflitt kif kienet jiġi rrapportat f'diversi media internazzjonali, imma hija gwerra. Aktar minn 2 miljun persuna ħarbu mill-Ukrajna, ħafna minnhom lejn il-pajjiżi fl-Unjoni Ewropea, speċjalment aktar minn nofshom sabu kien refugju fil-Polonja u anke f'diversi pajjiżi oħrajn. Diversi pajjiżi mill-Unjoni Ewropea mis 27 pajjiż membru b'xi mod qed jippruvaw jagħtu daqqa tit kien hemm solidarjetà straordinarja għaqda sħiħa impenn u azzjoni immedjata minn diversi pajjiżi Ewropej biex jagħtu l-appoġġ tagħhom u jkunu spalla ma' spalla mal-poplu Ukren li jinsab arku bdeħ quddiem din il-gwerra li ma kienx provokazzjoni minnaħa tal-Ukraini li bdiet imma li madanakollu waslet biex issa inna 21 ġurnata fi gwerra fl-Ewropa. U għal daqstant l-Ukraini qed jistennu x'tip ta' azzjoni oħra se jkun hemm mhux biss mill-Unjoni Ewropea immanka mill-Alleanza Militari magħrufa bħala in-NATO. Il-ġimgħa d-dieħla mistennija laqgħa straordinarja anke llum stess l-erba. 16 ta' Marzu fil-fatt se ssir laqgħa tal-Ministri tad-Difiża tal-pajjiżi membri fin-NATO. L-Ukrajna mhijiex membru u fil-fatt kienet bdiet il-proċess biex possibilment tissieħeb kemm fin-NATO u issa wara din il-gwerra għamlet applikazzjoni urġenti biex anke tissieħeb bħala membru fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Madankollu in-NATO sa issa għadet toqgħod kawta ħafna ta' x'tip ta' azzjoni se tieħu fil-konfront tar-Russja. Anke għaliex fi kliem is-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-NATO Stoltenberg ma jridx b'xi mod jurta lir-Russi u eventwalment ikonna il-bidu uffiċjali ta' tielet gwerra dinjija. Madankollu l-ġimgħa d-dieħla se jkun hemm laqgħa straordinarja għal mexxejja tan-NATO li għalija se jattendi wkoll il-President Amerikan Joe Biden fi Brussell. U eżatt wara se ssir laqgħa tal-Kunsill Ewropew, jiġifieri summit tal-Unjoni Ewropea fejn għalih ikunu mistiedna l-mexxejja tal-istati u l-gvernijiet tal-pajjiżi membri fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Ovvjament fil-każ ta' Malta jkun mistieden il-Prim Ministru Robert Abela biex flimkien is-27 pajjiż jiddiskutu x'tip ta' azzjoni oħra se tkun qed tieħu l-Unjoni Ewropea fir-rigward ta' din il-kriżi. Ma tajjeb ngħidu li l-bieraħ il-Kummissjoni Ewropea forsi mingħajr wisq daq ta' trombi ħadet azzjoni oħra aktar sanzjonijiet fil-konfront tar-Russja, ir-raba' pakkett ta' miżuri li fi kliem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea se jkomplu ipoġġu lir-Russi f'aktar pressjoni u fil-fatt fi kliem anke l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen dawn is-sanzjonijiet li ġew maqbula mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea mistennija jagħmlu pressjoni ekonomika speċjalment fuq il-Kremlin u l-awtoritajiet Russi u anke jinaqsu l-abilità finanzjarja lir-Russi fil-din il-gwerra li bdowu ma stess. Fil-fatt fost l-azzjonijiet, il-sanzjonijiet li ġew maqbula u implementati l-bieraħ mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea mill-proibizzjoni totali ta' tranzazzjonijiet kollha relatati ma' kumpaniji li huma tal-istat russu f'diversi setturi, speċjalment dawk li għandhom x'jaqsmu ma' l-aspetti industriali, l-aspetti militari, hemmhekk hemm proibizzjoni totali ta' tranzizzjonijiet kollha. Il-proibizzjoni wkoll tal-importazzjoni fir-Russja ta' prodotti tal-azzar li huma mamulin fl-Unjoni Ewropea li ammontaw għal madwar 3 biljun euro. F'telf ta' esportazzjoni għar-Russi din il-miżura hekk tfisser b'mod tanġibbli għar-Russi kif ukoll żieda fil-kwota għall-importazzjoni ta' prodotti li jitqasmu fl-Unjoni Ewropea li jiġu importanti fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Mbagħad hemm ukoll proibizzjoni totali ta' kull investiment mill-settur tal-enerġija Russu b'limitazzjonijiet żgħar, b'eċċezzjonijiet żgħar għal l-enerġija nukleari ċivili u anka trasport ta' prodotti tal-enerġija lejn l-Unjoni Ewropea. Mbagħad b'mod partikolari għal dawk li huma fl-ogħla livell ta' soċjetà Russa l-aktar persuni għonja fir-Russja, l-Unjoni Ewropea mill-bieraħ imponiet proibizzjoni totali tal-esportazzjoni tal-prodotti lussużi li jiġu manifatturati fl-Ewropa bħal karozzi lussużi, ġojellerija u prodotti oħrajn anka prodotti tal-ħwejjeġ li jiġu esportati lejn ir-Russja lan ta' din il-miżura fi kliem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea hija biex taffetwa fil-ħam il-ħaj lil dawk l-aktar onja u possibilment dawk li huma qrib tal-President Russu Vladimir Putin. Mbagħad hemm lista li komplit tiżdied ta' persuni li huma sanzjonati li ma jistgħux pratikament la jivvjaġġaw lejn l-Unjoni Ewropea u pratikament huma litteralment maqtuwa mill-lista kompletament tal-attivitajiet li jistgħu jagħmlu fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Mbagħad hemm ukoll miżura oħra li ġiet approvata l-bieraħ il-proibizzjoni ta' kumpaniji tal-kreditu tal-aġenziji ta' kreditu Russi li pratikament dawn ukoll issa hemm proibizzjoni totali fuqhom għal daqstant din se taffettu anka s-settur finanzjarju u s-settur taswieq finanzjarji fl-Unjoni Russu. Dawn il-kumpaniji fil-fatt kienu jagħmlu ħafna xogħol fil-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea u issa hemm proibizzjoni totali fuqhom. Minn barra dan l-Unjoni Ewropea flimkien mal-WTO il-World Trade Organization qablet ukoll biex prodotti Russi u servizzi Russi ma jiqbgħux jingħataw it-trattament favorevoli fis-swieq tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Kif kellhom dan il-privileġġ sa ftit ta' jemilu imissa anka kif ġi maqbul fil-laqgħa tal-G7 l-aktar pajjiżi, l-aktar seba' pajjiżi industrializzati fid-dinja fil-11 ta' Marzu li għadda, issa b'mod uffiċjali l-Unjoni Ewropea u anka il-membri tal-WTO kollha qed jissospendu b'mod sinifikanti dawn il-benefiċċji li r-Russja kienet tgawdi bħala membru tal-World Trade Organization. Dawn l-azzjonijiet kollha żgur li se jkomplu jħallu impatt ekonomiku finanzjarju fuq il-poplu Russu, it-tama tal-Unjoni Ewropea hija li dawn l-azzjonijiet, dawn is-sanzjonijiet iwasslu biex eventwalment Vladimir Putin jiddeċidi li jtemm din l-invażjoni sproporzjonata fit-territorju Ukren. Kif segwejna f'dawn l-aħħar jiem kien hemm stejjer taqsim il-qalb ta' diversi Ukreni li kienu qed jaħarbu mill-terrur li ġabet magħha din il-gwerra. U f'dan il-programm xtaqt li nsemmalkom żewġ rakkonti ta' żewġ politiċi Ukreni li fil-verità ftita li jmilu il-ġimgħa li għaddiet kienu mistiedna fi Strasburgu għal sessjoni velja partikolari ħafna li matula tfakru il-vitmi ta' din il-gwerra immanka sejħa minn dawn iż-żewġ Ukreni f'isem il-poplu Ukren biex l-Ewropa tagħmel aktar. Ħanibdew biex nisimgħu lill-Mara Mezensteva li hija l-Viċi President tal-Kumitat tal-Integrazzjoni tal-Ukrajna fl-Unjoni Ewropea.
My name is Maria Mezensteva and this is how our morning at 5 a.m. exactly 2 weeks ago started in the capital of Ukraine and many other cities across our country. We thought there must be some mistake. It cannot be happening right now. We did not know what to do, where to go, and how to act. But now we do know how to act. Even a small child of 1 year old knows how to act, as well as her or his parents. We understood that this is it. This is a battle for life, a battle for freedom, and a battle not only of the subcontinent of Europe, but of all of the world. Ukraine is suffering today, but we don't cry, we don't feel the pain. We are in this battle together with you, together with Europeans, as a united family. I want to address you now in emotions which every Ukrainian is feeling when there is no baby food in the basement and you have to melt snow in Mariupol to feed your child. I want to tell you that the first attacks were indeed at military points, and there are many across Ukraine, because our army grew within this 8 years and 14 days of war, which started back in 2014 with occupying parts of Donbas and illegal annexation of Crimea. But today, of course, we also highly appreciate the fact that you are engaging in this war. Of course, we appreciate the sanctions. Of course, we appreciate the swift actions. But, dear colleagues, we cannot conduct the green corridors. We cannot conduct safe measures to withdraw at least women and children from this disaster when there is no food, no water, and not this bright light which is shining into my face, but only darkness. For days, for already weeks for some people, they cannot reach out their beloved ones. And when the phone is buzzing, they highly hope it's someone from their family. And we treat, "Hello, how are you?" as "I love you." These days are very crucial for us because, as the ambassador said, the blitzkrieg did not happen. And I'm sure Ukraine will win together with all of you. We call on support of our future possible membership. And thank you for the resolution which were being voted. Thank you for today's address on embargo of oil and gas from Russia, which are financing Russian tanks. And it cost millions of euros, each and every one. These tanks are being stopped with no guns, with Ukrainian people in the villages holding the flags you are holding right now and just by singing the anthem of Ukraine. Dear colleagues, when I was here as stagiaire 10 years ago, I never imagined I would be talking and addressing you on this matter. But I'm sure with your help, we will all win for peace, for security, and for the new Europe of freedom without dictators like Putin. Thank you very much from all the people of Ukraine.
Di kienet Maria Mezensteva li hija viċi kap tal-Kumitat tal-Integrazzjoni tal-Ukrajna fl-Unjoni Ewropea u li kif qalet istess f'rakkont tagħha kienet staġer fil-Parlament Ewropew u fl-istituzzjonijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea ftit ta' snin ilu qatt ma basret li kienet se terġa' tirritorna fl-istituzzjonijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex tagħmel appell imqanqal għax kif qalet hija stess hemm ħafna Ukraini bħalissa li huma disperati biex mhux biss jerġaw jinaqdu bħala familji mal-eżis tagħhom, imma li huma disperati f'dalma kbira mingħajr ikel, mingħajr xorb, semmiet trab li m'għandhom x'jieklu, allura l-ġenituri tagħhom dawk li qed jindukrawhom u joħdu ħsiebhom jaqbdu s-silġ minn barra jippruvaw jużawh bħala daqs li kieku huwa ikel għat-trabi tagħhom. U ma stejjer taqsim il-qalb, ma dinija r-realtà li qed jgħixu il-ħbib tagħna fl-Ukrajna ftit mil il-bot minn hawnhekk minn nixtutna mill-Gżejjer Maltin u kif għedna fil-bidunet tal-programm fil-konfini tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Tajjeb li nsegwu wkoll rakkonti ieħor imqanqal ta' persuna oħra li ħadet sehem f'din l-attività, Jelżaveta Jasko li hija membru tal-Parlament tal-Ukrajna u li saqet mill-Ukrajna lejn Strasburgu Franza dameta issu għalet jumejn u fil-fatt waslet eżatt tal din il-velja waqt li kienet bdiet u dan kien ir-rakkont imqanqal u emozjonanti tagħha.
Because I believe that our Ukrainian heart that is here is the heart of Europe right now. It's the heart of that peace that we all need, but unfortunately we don't have. 2 weeks ago, we all woke up from the terrible explosion and from the words, the war has started. And since then, the life is completely different. And every day, I hear stories, I know how many homes are ruined, how many people fled their flats, apartments. They are not able to see their loved ones. There are explosions even in a cultural site. There are explosions even in a Holocaust memorial in Babi Yar. Heartbreaking stories of those who cannot see their families anymore. There are thousands of stories like that. And this is all because there is someone who wants to invade our humanity, our love for our freedom, and our dignity. In our anthem we just heard, we sing that we will put our soul and our heart for our freedom. And it takes so many tears that it really comes to the real life, that we lose lives right now to protect our freedom. But I want to ask all of you, we still remember some lessons from the Second World War when we say never again. But in Ukraine right now, we are screaming from that pain and from that tragedy, and we are screaming to all the world, let's do something all together that we will see that never again. Never that tears, never that lost lives. And we can do it all together. But it should come right now. It should come in the right time. It shouldn't come late. The West and all the world needs to act right now to protect Ukraine, to protect Europe and to protect humanity. And I'm sure that this place is the right place where we can think finally what we need to do today, not tomorrow, because unfortunately we may not have time till tomorrow, because every day we are losing lives. Please, never again, let's do something together. Let's do it for our peace, because we deserve, all of us, to be happy and to have that peace. Thank you.
Dik kienet Jelżaveta Jasko li hija membru parlamentari tal-Ukrajna li għamlet dak l-appell imqanqal lill-Ewropej kollha fosthom lilna l-Maltin. U biex inkomplu nitkellmu dwar dak li seħħ f'dawn l-aħħar jiem fl-Unjoni Ewropea fir-rigward tal-invażjoni mir-Russja tal-Ukrajna, il-ġimgħa li għaddiet fil-fatt dik kienet ximbdew jirreferu ilhom ġimgħatejn fil-fatt il-ġimgħa li għaddiet kienu għaddew ġimgħatejn minn meta bdiet din il-gwerra, illum tħanna fit-tielet ġimgħa, u fil-verità matul dik l-attività fis-sessjoni plenarja li sejjaħ il-Parlament Ewropew għalija kienu mistiedna kif jiġri dejjem anke diversi kummissarji Ewropej mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea. U flimkien l-Europarlamentari u l-Kummissarji appellaw għal aktar sforzi ta' difiża tal-Unjoni Ewropea u passi ulterjuri biex titnaqqas id-dipendenza tal-Ewropa fuq l-enerġija Russa. U fil-fatt din is-sejħa saret waqt li saret diskussjoni bit-tema ir-rwol tal-Ewropa fid-dinja li qed tinbidel u s-situazzjoni ta' sigurtà tal-kontinent tagħna wara l-aggressjoni u l-invażjoni Russa fl-Ukrajna. U matul din diskussjoni ħadet sehem ukoll il-Prim Ministru tal-Estonja Kaja Kallas u l-kap tal-politika barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea u membru tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea tal-Kulleġġ tal-Kummissarji l-Ispanjol Josep Borrell li huwa rappreżentant tal-politika barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea. U fost oħrajn waqt li f'dan id-dibattitu tkellmu dawn il-politiċi fost oħrajn tajjeb ngħidu li l-Prim-Ministru tal-Estonja Kaja Kallas li se nisimgħu silta qasira mid-diskors tagħha hija wkoll hija stess il-wilt ta' persuna deportata li Stalin bat lejn is-Siberja għexieren ta' snin ilu u il-Prim-Ministru tal-Estonja Kaja Kallas fil-fat waqt li fakret f'dan l-episodju li huwa relatat mal-familja tagħha faħret ukoll l-azzjonijiet li ħadet l-Unjoni Ewropea biex tgħinni l-Ukrajna u s-solidarjetà immedjata taċ-ċittadini Ewropej ma' dawk kollha li qed jaħarbu mill-gwerra. Tkellmet ukoll il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola. Ħansegu.
Let me assure you, Prime Minister, that you will find us together in opposing this invasion, in ensuring a clear response to dealing with the Kremlin, and in ensuring that democracy prevails. We stand together for Ukraine. We stand together with Ukraine.
One story circulating on social media even speaks of a woman who downed a Russian drone by throwing a jar of pickles at it. Later, she contested that it was a jar of pickled tomatoes. How, asked the commentator, did they expect to occupy this country? Putin's war has also left ordinary Russians without access to the truth. They are living in isolated infospace. We thought that in times of the internet, this could no longer be possible. But it is. Our task is to break the wall of lies. Dear Russian friends, the European Union is not acting against you. Our measures are intended to isolate President Putin and his government, which is conducting a brutal war against Ukraine. You are now seeing only the beginnings of deprivation, which will become much worse as our sanctions kick in. The EU has acted with an urgency, conviction, and unity that has surprised President Putin and the world. And dare I say, we have also surprised ourselves. We have indeed acted as a geopolitical union. Our citizens have responded as well by opening their pocketbooks and their hearts, by welcoming refugees, often into their own homes. We need to hardwire our fundamental change of heart into policy of smart containment. We need to push harder and faster to cut our energy dependence on Russian gas and oil. Because we have already committed to the green transition, this will be a win-win for our energy independence, but also good for the planet. We also need to move quickly to synchronize Ukraine's power grid with that of continental Europe. As we strengthen European defense, we need to work hand in hand with NATO. Time after time, we have agreed that stronger Europe means stronger NATO, just as stronger NATO implies a stronger European defense. But it's not only in our interest to give Ukraine a membership perspective. It is also our moral duty to do so. Ukraine is not fighting for Ukraine, it's also fighting for Europe. If not now, then when? I thank you for your time.
B'dak l-appell tal-Prim-Ministru tal-Estonja Kaja Kallas jekk mhux issa meta. Tajjeb ngħidu wkoll li l-ġimgħa li għaddiet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea rċieva sejħa mill-Ewroparlamentari biex iwaqqaf il-beħ ta' l-iskemi ta' ċittadinanzi u anka residenza b'investiment li uħut minnhom għadu fis-seħħ f'madwar 12-il pajjiż membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea il-beħ tal-viżas, il-beħ tal-passaporti għadu fi tliet pajjiżi anke jekk uħut minnhom bdew jillimitaw il-beħ ta' dawn il-passaporti, dawn huma Malta, l-Bulgarija u ċipru, fil-fatt il-gvern Bulgaru diġa għadda liġi biex itemm din l-iskema, il-gvern ċipriot qed jipproċessa biss applikazzjonijiet l-irċieva sa' Novembru 2020 ma kif nafu hemm proċeduri fil-konfront ta' Ċipru anka Malta fir-rigward ta' dawn l-iskemi. Issa l-ġimgħa li għaddiet kien hemm sejħa anka riżultat tal-fatt li kien hemm 130,000 barrani ċittadin barra mill-Unjoni Ewropea li kisbu ċittadinanza b'investiment tal-Unjoni Ewropea bejn 2011 u l-2019 li riżultat ta' dan ħafna minnhom kienu fil-fatt ċittadini Russi li qed jiġi rrappurtat. Kienu qrib tal-President Russu Vladimir Putin u ħut minnhom għaldaqstant il-Parlament sejjaħ lill-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex sa tmiem il-mandat tagħha tgħaddi leġiżlazzjoni biex dawn l-iskemi jintemmu darba dejjem. Ħansegu fost oħrajn il-kummenti ta' wħud mill-Europarlamentari fostom dik Olandiża Sophie in 't Veld li kienet rapporter fuq din il-riżoluzzjoni u anke tal-Kummissarju Ewropew Ylva Johansson.
Today, the war in Ukraine puts the spotlight on this problem. Russians are the largest group of third country nationals that have obtained golden passports and golden visas in the EU, many of them oligarchs with links to Putin's Kremlin. First, we want to phase out golden passports, no more sale of citizenship. Second, we call for very strict regulation of the golden visa, to the point that they will lose their attractiveness for callous opportunists. Background checks shall be tightened, intermediaries shall be strictly regulated, and the requirement of physical presence shall be strictly enforced.
But this is not only about Russia, and not only about this terrible war. EU residence, EU citizenship, are among our greatest assets, giving access to our union, our area of freedom, security and justice, treasured around the world. And this valuable commodity is sold cheaply. You can buy EU residence in some member states for 500,000 euro. A lot of money for an ordinary person, but peanuts for organized crime. It's time to act.
Both commissioners today said it's time to act. I say better late than never, because those words need to be put into action now, and not only temporarily or for the short term. We need a long-term solution. In that regard, the call of Roberta Metsola, our president, directly on the leaders of Europe to close these loopholes and end the dangerous phenomenon of golden passports was very important. We must ban the sale of EU passports and stop the flow of dirty Russian money into the European Union.
So what you see now is that somebody will buy, invest in property. In other words, they buy a shack in the meadow somewhere, they pay €500,000, and that grants them access to the European Union. So it isn't about legitimate investment. We're not banning golden visas, but we're regulating them so strictly that we know absolutely sure that they will attract only legitimate investment and not people who just want to buy their way into the European Union. I repeat, the fact that the European Commission has an obligation to act on the basis of the treaties, there is the promise of Mrs. von der Leyen, plus very, very, very strong support from the European Parliament. And against the backdrop of what we have witnessed over the last 2 weeks, I really see no reason why the Commission should not act. And we've done their homework, we've made all the proposals, all they need to do is write it down, elaborate it a little bit, and it will get broad support in this House. So I would say, dear Commission, don't waste any time and implement this. Thank you.
Der Bericht von Frau Kollegin in 't Veld betreffend Programme zum Erwerb einer Staatsbürgerschaft oder von Aufenthaltsrechten im Gegenzug für
Bek di kienet il-rapporter l-Olandiża mill-grupp politiku ta' Renew, Sophie in 't Veld li sejħet lill-Kummissjoni Ewropea għal azzjoni immedjata f'dan ir-rigward. Tajjeb li ntemmu l-programm tal-lum b'aħbar tajba għaliex Malta mistennija tirċievi 35 miljun euro fi 3 snin li ġejjin biex tiġi mejjuna tgħin bil-impatt negattiv fuq l-ekonomija riżultat ta' Brexit, il-ħruġ tar-Renju Unit mill-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-fatt il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ħabret li Malta u 11 pajjiż ieħor se jirċievu ammont sostanzjali ta' fondi mill-Unjoni Ewropea imma l-aħbar tajba li Maltija l-ogħla ras għal ras li se tkun qed tirċievi flus l-aktar ammonti ta' flus ras għal ras meta mqabbel mal-pajjiżi l-oħrajn li se jirċievu l-fondi mill-Unjoni Ewropea mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea riżultat ta' Brexit. Dak kollox għal din il-ġimgħa għall-programm tal-lum aħna l-Ewropa ovvjament nittamaw li sab bħall-lum ġimgħa li tkun ukoll il-ġimgħa li tinserta tkun il-ġimgħa tal-elezzjoni ġenerali f'Malta ikollna xi żviluppi pożittivi rigward il-gwerra fl-Ukrajna. Għalissa dak kollox nawguralkom il-ġurnata tajba.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.